I'm huddled beneath the cliff at Kimmeridge Bay in Dorset. This wide base sweeps around. It's coming up to high tide, but normally at low tide, you can see loads of fossils along here. And I'm with geologist Ian Harding from the University of Southampton, who's not got a fossil in his hand, but a rock that you can light. Tell me about this rock.
I've got a lump of mudstone or claystone here from the cliffs behind us. And the unusual thing about the rocks here at Kimmeridge is that they contain a very large amount of organic carbon. So there's lots of organic matter preserved within the sediments that is effectively the fossil remains of plankton that lived in the seas around here about 130 million years ago.
Now, I said you can light. We're going to try an experiment of lighting this rock. It should light because it's effectively oil in there, really.
There's an awful lot of organic matter in there, and some of it will have broken down slightly. It's not really been heated to the right temperature to form oil, but there's so much material in there that it ought to at least show some evidence of lighting. So we'll give it a go then with this lighter then, shall we?
Okay, so lighter in one hand, rock in the other, rain coming down. Let's try this.
There we go.
I'm pretty sure that's lighting. Certainly the rock has gone a different colour than the gas coming out of the lighter and the flame coming out of the lighter.
The flame's glowing a little bit more brightly now, I think. It's certainly baking the rock anyway, and as it bakes, it will actually drive off some of the organic matter as it breaks it down. So you get sort of volatiles given off, so it'll smell a bit oily.
Let's have a sniff. It almost smells like methylated spirit.
Yeah. Yes, it's quite noticeable now.
That is amazing, isn't it? You can light a rock.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. But I mean, if you think about it, coal is nothing more really than a rock that's made almost of entirely organic matter. Coal, of course, was deposited in swamps, the remains of land plants. This is just a rock that was deposited at the bottom of the sea that contains the organic remains of fossil plankton.
So I think it's certainly burning at the side. You don't normally see a burnt rock, do you?
You can definitely smell some form of hydrocarbon coming off it now, sort of, as you said, methylated spirits or something like that, perhaps. It certainly smells like that now.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
And it is just about my finger starting to burn now.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say, this was the smell of your finger, not the rock. No, the rock is definitely burning. You can stop now.
Jolly good. So it's definitely charred, the rock. You can see that. So that's effectively, it's just burnt the organic matter in the rock, just like you'd burn your toast in the morning if you heat it up too much.
So there you go, a rock you can light.